This is dictating on Wanda Martinez. That is Martinez. Martinez. M as in Mary. Martinez. Wanda. Wanda. Date of castration is 3-17-60. I'm sorry. Date of birth is 3-17-65. Date of castration is 6-3-22. This is a consultation from Dr. Vipin Patel. V-I-P-I-N. Patel is P-A-T-E-L. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of breathing illness. This is a 58-year-old female who has a past history of asthma, has been on a albuterol inhaler and a nebulizer with albuterol solution on a PRN basis. The patient has been experiencing cough, chest congestion, wheezing, and shortness of breath with activity, and has intermittent flare-up of her asthmatic attacks. She had a chest x-ray which apparently showed no active disease. Over the past month, the patient went to urgent care and was given nebulizer therapy and was also placed on a short course of oral steroids, period. The patient follows up with the allergist, Dr. Chai, T-S-A-I, and had allergy testing done and apparently will be on allergy shots shortly. She has postnasal drip as well and has some reflux symptoms, but denies any chest pains. Period. The sputum is thick and clear. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of bronchitis and episodes of asthma. She had a deviated nasal septum and allergic rhinitis. Denies significant history of surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies, known significant drug allergies, but she's allergic to pollen dust and animals. Cats and insects. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of asthma. Father died in an accident. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 4 to 5 cigarettes per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, recently on prednisone, 20 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds, but she has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells, and she has epigastric distress, reflux symptoms, no diarrhea or constipation. Then I have arm pain, calf muscle pain, sore leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency, flank pain, sore back pain. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has no easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And an eye skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built, middle-aged female who's alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superficial edema. Skin pressure was good. Her blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 125, saturation 96. HEND had norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered expiratory wheezes throughout both lung fills, prolonged expirations. Heart, the answers, regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. On the extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex is a 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is a ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, compassion number 1. Chronic asthma with recurrent exacerbations. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, a CT chest without contrast, CBC IgE level, and a BMP. Advised to continue with the Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Vipin Patel. That is VIPIN Vipin Patel, PATEL, MD. Oh, can you please add in the past surgical history includes history for tubal ligation. Past surgical history includes tubal ligation. Thank you. Oh, can you please also add in the final diagnosis? Hyperlipidemia. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.